And finally this week, the art of medicine as taught in the Art Studio. Back in the summer of 2013, Sound Medicine's Sandy Robe reported on a unique art class in which the students were all plastic surgery residents, combining their scientific knowledge of human anatomy with a more aesthetic side.
When Dr. Rob Paul started medical school, he never imagined taking an art class. He says he also shied away from such courses in college in order to focus on math and science. But today, this Indiana University plastic surgery resident stands behind an easel at the Indianapolis Art Center, drawing on a large sheet of paper with a stick of charcoal.
Okay, that's time.
This class is actually helping because it's given me more appreciation for the fine details. And when we look especially at facial aesthetics, the shadowings and things like that we noticed before, but when you're really trying to draw that and depict that on a piece of paper, it makes you focus very, heavily into that area.
Dr. Paul and a few fellow plastic surgery residents work feverishly to make quick sketches of a nude male model. They're capturing poses that change every 30 seconds. It's their warm-up before moving on to longer 15-minute poses, and then an hour-long drawing. Art instructor John McKee calls the shots.
All right, settling in. Just draw right on top of that. That's fine. Or off to the side. 30 seconds, and go.
It's McKee's job to teach the residents to get out of their comfort zone and try something new. Taking his cue from Betty Edwards' book, Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain, he uses basic exercises to help students draw forms, look at negative space, and learn the difference between using vertical and horizontal lines. The exercises are designed to unleash creative potential by tapping into the unique abilities of the visual, perceptual right hemisphere of the brain.
I think just being able to see what's in front of them. I know that sounds basic, but really what being able to see what's in front of them and translating what they're seeing to what they're drawing. So that connection between their eyes and their hand, I think, is really, really important.
Since that's easier said than done, McKee leads by example. He steps up to an easel and does a demonstration for the residents. He shows them how to focus on finding the mass and main shapes and curves of the body.
So I'm just starting with the head and working down, just drawing over, because really this is a warm-up exercise. And I'm just wanting to see how you are seeing. So again, just kind of finding what the shoulders are doing, what the arms are doing, doing this quickly, working all the way down. And this is kind of a closed pose, so there's not a lot of negative space really to look at on this one, a little bit with his arms.
During the longer poses, McKee circles the room and offers individual critiques for his students, including Rob Paul.
But one thing I do want you to look at, since we have a couple of minutes, is the chin and the shoulder, and really just try to find that space. There's quite a bit of space in there, and right now the neck just kind of looks very full, like he's a linebacker a little bit. But this is really nice, and I think this is great. Wow, that foot's nice.
Thanks.
McKee admits that it's very difficult to draw the figure, yet that knowledge becomes indispensable when dealing with patients. After all, if a doctor can't draw an example of a procedure in front of a patient, it's hard to inspire confidence that things will turn out right during surgery. Dr. Allison Derrick believes she will put what she's learned into action.
If you're working on the face or on a child, detail is critical. So when you actually go to draw it, it makes you aware of all the little lines, every wrinkle, every crease, and symmetry is key in plastic surgery. And so I think that will help us in the end.
Looking at things in three dimensions and translating them into a two-dimensional plane is something that second-year resident Dr. Christiane Ueno wants to improve through this class.
I need to work more on my proportions, and I still have a hard time with 3D vision, try to transform this into a 2D. But it's getting better.
This class is the brainchild of Dr. Chris Jones of the plastic surgery group, Sando Jones Acker. It's the kind of instruction he wishes he had had 2 decades ago, early in his medical career. He says many patients assume that all plastic surgeons are born gifted artists, but that's not the case.
And we're just taught so much mechanical, methodical, left brain safe things, algorithmic best practice, that I think we're the ones who are maybe taught that we're not. and the art classes actually allowed me to begin to see myself like that.
Dr. Jones began his artistic journey by taking a metalworking class at the Art Center 9 years ago. His teacher later encouraged him to take figure drawing from McKee. He says learning to see as an artist has helped him improve as a plastic surgeon.
And then I began to notice in taking care of my patients, I was being able to step back from them a little bit and not see their illness or their malady. Just like John taught me to step back from my drawing and get out of myself and get out of the drawing even and look at what I was trying to draw. Just like that happened, I was able to step back from my patients and see the whole situation.
By drawing side by side in class over the weeks, Dr. Jones and the residents are accumulating a body of work, which they hope will ultimately translate to better work on a patient's body in the future.
I have 10 seconds left.
For Sound Medicine, I'm Sandy Robe.
Okay, that's time.